You're about to rock Q94 and a little bad company on this Friday morning as we, you know, just keep you entertained with some great rock and roll. Also, a little sports talk. Head coach of the West Plains Zizzer basketball team, Mason Miller, here with us. How are we doing, Coach?
Good.
Well, congratulations. Got to win.
Got to win.
It's always good to start the season off that way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to get a win.
And you kind of did it with a one arm and maybe a foot tied behind your back.
Yeah, we were without a five our top eight last night. But we felt like all of our boys played really well. That we played hard. We out rebounded Mansfield, and we shot the ball pretty well. So it was a good night for us.
You shoot the ball well. That takes care of a lot of issues, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you could just get them to fall. So how would you describe this year's 2024-25 Zizzer basketball team? Or is it too early?
It's a little too early. I mean, we've had all of our boys in practice since last week. It's been fun to practice with them, but ready to get them all together and ready to get to play. But they're a fun team to coach. They love basketball. I know about 2 days ago, we had about four or five of our kids who stayed in the gym for an hour and a half afterwards, just wanted to shoot. Mm-hmm. Had a couple of kids get about 500 shots each. So they just love basketball, and that's one thing I love. Mm-hmm.
Gym rats are a great mm-hmm. thing, man. They're a great thing. Well, last night, take us through that game. You took on Mansfield out of the Summit Conference, and you know, it just, of course, again, a little bit shorthanded, but you prevailed. But the game, it hot shooting, good defense, out rebounded. That's a pretty good recipe for success.
Yeah, it is. And going to that game, I mean, one thing about basketball early season is whenever you're playing a team who really hasn't played a game yet, you really don't know what to expect. You see if they have tendencies from last year. You see the players they bring back. You watch a little bit of the Jamboree. But if it's anything like any Jamborees like we've been to, coaches are just trying different stuff and see what works, see what doesn't. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have an idea, but not really. But Mansfield brought back a lot. They brought back a couple of really good guards. One guard from Gainesville who was really good last night for them. Brought back a sophomore, the Campbell kid. Mm-hmm. I know his brother was a really good player there last year, graduated last year. But we saw a few pieces from last year, but trying to see what they would do this year. But last night we're going in there. We got our couple keys. One of our goals is out rebound them, which we did, limit live ball turnovers. So that way they can't get up and down. And one thing, I don't know if you know this, but Misha came through this year and is allowing the shot clock and shootout and tournament settings as long as all the schools approve. Mm-hmm. So last night we played the shot clock.
I love it.
Something that it changes the pace of the game, but like last night, I mean, we felt like we did what we were supposed to do. We got to the right spots. There was probably one big possession in the third quarter that we moved the ball around. We probably had six, seven, maybe eight passes, and we end up shooting it, getting the offensive rebound, putting it back. Mansfield calls a timeout. I kind of almost told our boys, I said, "Hey, I mean, it's great to be unselfish, but mm-hmm. sometimes a little too unselfish."
Right.
We're just trying to get the best shot possible per possession. Whether that be moving it, attacking the middle, kicking it out, giving the extra. We always want the best shot possible. But overall, I was very pleased with our boys. When we had boys play last night that. Going in really going from summer ball to right now, they probably weren't even expecting to even see the varsity floor, and they stepped up last night, and mm-hmm. they played some big minutes. Last night we played seven guys, we really only played about six guys. Mm-hmm. But it was a good one. But now we're going to try to go through, and we're going to go prepare to play the Wheeler Tigers, a team that we saw twice last year and ended our season last year. Mm-hmm. That's one game that I know some of our boys, we want to see what we can do against them.
Yeah, that'll be it's a 7 p.m. tip-off. That game will air on Hot Country KDY 102.5. The Willard, they've got, what, three returning starters?
They got three returning starters. They got the Huskisson kid, the Dotry right. kid, and then there's one other kid. They're all three guards. And then they bring back some other guys with varsity experience, mm-hmm. but really didn't see the floor a whole lot last year. But the three guards they bring back are good.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Adamson from Willard does a great job. Mm-hmm. I mean. He's turned around that program. I mean, they went from 9 wins 2 years ago to win 16 or 17 last year. They do their stuff really well. They play hard. They hustle. They do a lot of stuff right. But those three guards they got are all three really good players.
Well, and I mean, you've got a little bit different makeup this year. You know, last year you had Houston. You had size.
Mm-hmm.
You had a rim protector.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't have that this year.
Not a whole lot, but I will say, last night, Clayton Robbins. I mean, last night I think he probably had maybe a block or two and had a big charge call. I mean, in the first half, he stepped right over mm-hmm. and took a big charge. He's one of the kids that who can kind of discourage a shot, and if you can do that, and you also maybe take a charge, it's really hard to tell what you're going to do and what you can't do.
Now, who's this young man Harlan was all hopping up and down about?
So we had Hudson Botello, a freshman. So he's playing both of our varsity games so far. He's one kid that he probably wasn't expecting to really see the varsity floor at all. But he had a lot of really good moments last night. I mean, he got in the game in the second quarter, and I think within the first probably 2-3 minutes, I mean, he had four mm-hmm. big rebounds. So he's a rebound machine. He finds the open spot on the floor. He plays hard, and the one thing about him is he's just very consistent. Like the game comes at him pretty naturally overall.
Mm-hmm.
I was really proud of him last night overall. I mean, the other kid, coming into the game, Jake Moore. So, I mean, Jake Moore came in last night. He's a really, really, really good football player. But last night he came in there. I think he had 15. He probably had 6 or 7 boards last night. And I mean, he played his tail off. He got into some foul situations early. I think he had 2 fouls in the first quarter, three fouls by half, 4 fouls by, I think, within about 4 minutes at the end of the third quarter. But he was playing his butt off mm-hmm. the whole night. He's a competitor. He wants to win. He had a lot of really good shots. He attacked the rim. He handled the ball. So I was really, really proud of him. And then we had our three guards. Had Caleb Cobb, Sawyer Reed, and Landon Montgomery. They all three played their butts off last night. Hit open shots, defended. Mm-hmm. When the ball hit the floor, they dove on it. I was really, really proud of them last night.
So tonight, will you have your mm-hmm. Full complement of players?
Yeah, we'll have more. We'll have more tonight. We'll have a couple of our guards back,
mm-hmm.
So we're excited to kind of see them because they've been practicing since some of them have been in the gym since early September through our preseason workouts.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have them back tomorrow, and then we'll have one more back Friday, and then we're basically almost at full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
We still got a couple injury bugs right now. That we're trying to get through overall, but once we get back all of them, we're feeling pretty confident overall.
Good stuff, Mason Miller, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers. Appreciate you coming by. And tonight, the Zizzers and the Willard Tigers, 7 p.m. tip off from the Willard tournament. That game again will air on Hot Country KDY, and then of course, it really gets rolling after that, doesn't it?
It does. We roll, and then we got Mountain Home next week. And the one thing I want to talk about next week with Mountain Home, we're having a toy drive.
Yes. December 10th,
yep,
right?
December 10th, our first home game against Mountain Home.
Mountain Home, yeah.
That's something that we want to try to give back to our community. Mm-hmm. And this is one we're going to try to do. We would love to pack the house and bring as many toys as possible to get back to our community.
Just bring a toy and free admission.
Yep, that's correct.
And that'll be a lot of fun. And also the blue and gold seedings will be taking place, right?
Yep. So those will be announced next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Well, and that'll be kind of interesting to see how that pans out. It's always interesting. And of course this year as well, you're in the Mountain Grove tournament with be Mountain Grove, Liberty, West Plains,
Hartville,
Norwood, and Marshfield.
Yep.
Marshfield. That's right. Marshfield's in it. So it's basketball season. Mm-hmm. Like I've been saying, man, when it gets here, it just rolls.
Yep.
Hey,
it's the best time of year. It's always fun.
Yeah, if you don't like sleeping. if you got to get up at 3:30 in the morning. I got home about 11:30 last night, but no, it is. It's a lot of fun, and we appreciate you coming by, and we'll talk with you next Friday morning.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, we got more rock and roll that's coming up, and a look at the weather forecast. Good morning. I'm Gary Lee.